This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's rule.
93.3.
The planet.
We have one segment left of the once a month all advice show. Anything that you need advice with, man, this music. There may be something to the fact that you can listen to certain music and get high from it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel floaty right now.
Good song, man.
Oh, you don't feel like
it? My legs are starting to swell. You know what? I quit.
Yeah. You're going to move to Miami.
1-800-774-0093. I would go first and see if you agree. There's several anonymizes, but I like the one that says baby mama drama.
Always.
All these have been, every one of these almost involved children's this morning. Anonymous, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good. You?
Good. Calling because I need some advice.
All right. Tell us. Tell us about your baby mama drama.
Well, technically, she isn't a baby mama. Synopsis, long story short, I've been seeing her the better part of a year. We moved in together, and she has two children. I have two children as well. And anyway, so we're split up. And for the better part of a year, like I said, I've been raising her kids. Their father is a piece of work. He has nothing to really do with them.
Oh,
and so I've been doing everything financially.
You just reminded me of my grandma when you said he's a piece of work.
Yeah, he's a piece of work.
She was a church woman. She wouldn't say son of a bitch.
Well, we're not allowed to, right?
That's right. I apologize, Lord. Go ahead.
But, so we're split up now, and I still see her kids, you know, and she still sees mine, but it's almost to the point where I'm still fully supporting them as much as I can financially, and I also pay child support on my other two children, so it's putting me in a hole. But these, her kids, they refer to me as dad. They still ask me for advice on everything and whatnot, so I still feel somewhat obligated to take care of them. But like I said, it's putting me further into a financial hole. But I'm not sure exactly how to cut it off without being a dick.
That's funny. When you say cut it off, that's where my mind went. And then you followed it up.
Yeah.
This is a hell of a problem to have.
Well, yeah. And it's not the, and you know this, I can tell. It's not the kid's fault and all that stuff.
Yeah, I got
no, not at all. Yeah, and that's what I don't want them thinking. When, I don't want to be out of their lives. I just don't want to spend much more money than I have to.
Yeah, I got a good friend of mine going through something very similar right now. I don't have any advice for him either, so I'm excited to see what people tell you so I can relay it to my buddy.
Sure, yeah. I got people telling me left and right, just drop it, don't even talk to her. But, I mean, you know, I still love the woman, you know, unconditionally. She's more or less my best friend, even though we're not really speaking much. You know, for instance, we brought the kids to the park the other day, and she sat all the way on the other side of the park and didn't say two words. So it's like bitter baby mama status without actually having a kid by her. It's the most awkward feeling.
Wow. Okay, then that's really swayed what I was going to say. So other than maybe some personal guilt, why do you still help her out with those, with her kids?
I see those children as mine. I mean, they call me dad, and
right.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, I'm still there for them 110% of the time. If they need me to come get them, I go pick them up. You know, they want to see me, I go pick them up. So, I mean, I'm still, for lack of a better term, their daddy, without really being their daddy and having any legal obligations to them, but I still feel morally obligated to the take care of them.
I understand that.
You're too good for your own good, though. I mean, you're what I would call a good salt of the earth guy who you take a oath and you stick to it.
You get attached to people.
Yes, exactly. And I feel like if helping out financially, there's really nothing else I can do, you know, other than, you know, help them talk things through and whatnot. But I still want to be there for them. I still want to be their dad without being their mom's significant other.
Don't you get a little bitter when you feel like you're kind of getting the real dad off the hook by paying this money?
I mean, to a degree, but at the same time, I don't even think about it like that. I think about it as these kids need a man in their life that's going to be there for them, and if it's not going to be him, I'll do it.
Man. If I was a girl, I'd marry you.
I'd be trying to.
I appreciate it.
Seen you yet. How's your ass looking?
Well, I'm an amateur bodybuilder, so I mean, I'm a decent looking fella, I reckon.
Well, I'm a pro. I trained under Lee Haney. James Bobo, I would tell you that.
Bobo Box.
Okay, this is going to sound, this is the only analogy I can think of. If something happened to their mother, that would not change. You would still help with the kids, take care of them, think of them as your own, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so she's not in the picture right now. She's dead to you. You care for her, but she doesn't want to care and love back. So in a sense, if you think about it that way, she's out of the picture. She's still alive and kicking, but she's not in the picture. So you would still take care of them.
Absolutely. I would take care of her, too, if I need to.
Right. So it's that thing of, like, you know, the guy that called in earlier. I don't know if he called about the sperm bank thing. That's his kid.
Yeah, I heard that one, yeah.
Okay, so that's his kid. If that was if these children that you're speaking of, her, you know, her children, your steps or whatever, if those were your birth kids and it put you in a predicament financially, you would get another. I'm not telling you to go get another job or put yourself out on a path that's going to fail. But if it's your own kids, you would make sure that they were taken care of. So if you really in your heart feel that way, you got to grin and bear it. I mean, you have to. My daddy, all through high school, worked at the mill, third shift, and then would go straight home, shower, go to school. Then as an adult, when he probably thought, okay, whatever, he had the textile mill job in the day and then went and cleaned offices at night. My dad always had two jobs. Still didn't have that. I mean, I'm not trying to be the Rock and paint this inspirational story to
Seven
you.
$7 in my pocket.
But he always, was working his ass off so we could be the only family in the neighborhood that went to Disney World. Like, people, when I told them we're going to Disney World, they're like, did y'all win the lottery? I mean, it's the sacrifice you make for your kids to make sure. And you're not looking to send them on a great vacation. You're just making sure they're taken care of. So if that means, if you truly think of them as your kids wholeheartedly, then you do what has to be done to make sure they're taken care of.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's just what I think.
Is that the advice you were looking for? I mean, I don't know what advice he was seeking out.
Well, that's the first time I've heard to, basically man up and do what I got to do. Everybody else tells me, just leave it. You're just adding more stress to your plate. And, to a degree, they're right. But my kids got so attached to her and her kids that she's not going anywhere. I'm going to have to deal with it one way or the other. So do I want to just deal with it by being a friend or do what I've been doing? And even though we've grew apart, still help take care of the family.
Yeah, just because you have an excuse to walk away doesn't mean you want to or you should.
Exactly, yeah. And I don't want to, but I feel like maybe to a degree I need to just because I got so many other things going on in my own life. This is just adding on to the stress.
I can't believe the majority opinion you got from people was the hell with it. Just go.
Well, yeah, if you talk to people, they're pretty crappy.
99% of them.
You read the text line, Fat Boy, ever? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know, like, she couldn't take care of the kids, he'd step up. Like, if her legs got swollen or, whatever.
Yeah. What age range are these kids? You don't have to be specific.
10 and 12.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Their mother works full-time. She's a very successful woman, but, it's just hard making ends meet during the pandemic and everything right now, especially.
Yeah.
So,
But yeah, I mean, if you just disappear all of a sudden and they're that attached to you, you're messing them up.
Exactly.
You realize
exactly.
that.
And I already have abandonment issues from that happening in my childhood. I know exactly what it's like, and I'll be damned if I put another child through that.
You're a good dude.
Here you are. I'm serious. If I wake up tomorrow as a woman, I'm calling you.
Hit me up.
All right. He's bodybuilding.
I have a child. Dude. I have a child. All right. Thank you so much. You're a good person. That's
I
odd to hear.
It,
all right. Thank you, sir. No, I would never go gay. I can't. I love women too much. I love women so much.
Women love gay guys.
One specific one very much more than all the others.
There's your ticket. Yeah. He's going to stick around until, you know, first kid's about 15, gets pissed off, says, you're not my daddy. Then he's like, okay, well.
I'm not going to.
All that wasted.
He doesn't seem that petty.
I'm not going to go too Richard. Far into it from a personal standpoint, but. When you get into that step situation when it comes to kids and you reference them as your kids and things like that, you have to stick to that. Even when times are really, really tough, if you ever break that barrier and you do that, then you have to always do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to. Because
yeah.
Look, it's that stuff we were talking about earlier. Like when you're a kid, you don't listen to the lessons from your parents or, you know, civic lessons from your grandma or, you know, ways to act and things. And you look back at it when you're older and, you know, it's like, yeah, I could see things in my childhood that swayed the way I am as an adult and maybe non-trusting of certain types of people.
Absolutely.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it. But not if you're driving a vehicle.
Can't bitch about paying for them.
Nah.
Yeah, what a dichotomy of life we have. That guy is wanting to take care of kids that are not his. Whatever.
Well, he's not together with the mother anymore.
2 hours earlier, I know, but they call him dad. He calls him his kids.
Exactly. I commend him for it.
2 hours earlier, that guy can't have kids. He's infertile.
I know.
And then now he's like, well, that's not my kid. I don't know that I want to take. Whoa, man.
Mm-hmm.
Life is odd. You know, takes all types.
Yeah, man.
I'm type two.
Welcome to the new American family. It can be made up of anybody, any kind of situation you can think of. That's the modern American family.
The new sitcom on ABC's is called Ish.
Yeah.
This guy is bona fide.
Yeah.
Guy an hour ago, he's not bona fide.
Yeah, that guy is bona fide.
He's not the paterfamilias.
That guy sounded like a Shriner, someone who would give back to the community. I like him. All right. 9.
Yes.
Sup, Naplex.
Man. A guy named Nate Rock had the cops called on him over a noise complaint. For the first time in the history of these stories, we know what band he was listening to when he got the cops called on him for a noise complaint.
Was it Rob Bass?
Nope. Find out what Nate Rock was listening to in Rise Guys Headlines. This is a fun story.
Good. Good morning. Get ready. So,
you're home for the Rise Guys.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I think rules suck butt.
9.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Get some action for
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Plex one final time this morning.
Ah.
Yeah, whatever.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad to be here, Jim. Thanks.
Did I pass you that paper with the birthday stuff on it?
Hell no.
I didn't. I'll do it again. I'll do it while I do this story here.
Was that not? Do you put on there how old they are?
No, just who it is. So just what music needs to be played.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He won't even know who some of them are just because I put down like what music to play.
I got you.
I wish you did it like this on TV.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
What do you mean, guess the weather? He was looking at your shoulder when you're on weather.com.
Ha! Let's talk about Nate Rock from Ohio. Huron, Ohio.
Here?
Nate Rock is a 40-year-old man, and he loves to get drunk and rock out.
Who don't?
Most 40-year-old men love it. His neighbor, though, is a 60-year-old woman, and she does not like when Nate gets drunk and rocks out. So she called the cops around 1:30 a.m. on Saturday. Come on, that's a Friday night.
What was her name? Edith P.?
Doesn't say. She's the victim.
Old lady, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, Nate would not stop blasting his rock and roll music, so his neighbor called the cops on him. Cops went to talk to him. He told them he couldn't turn down the volume because, quote, you can't play Led Zeppelin quietly.
You can't.
What an excuse.
Yeah, you can't.
Just imagine how loud it really was to someone who had all their hearing. That's got to be crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's only 16. Come on.
I could hear my grandpa. His hearing was so bad, I could listen to the Braves game from my house.
Yeah.
They live three homes away.
Yeah. So Rock was Nate Rock was actually playing the music on his guitar and singing along. He wasn't just listening to a song here. And even though right now he works at Wendy's, he told the cops he was, quote, trying to practice as he intended on booking studio time in the near future to record an album. That's from the police report.
Be glad she didn't live beside Nate EDM.
Yeah, that would have been awful. The cops warned him that if they got another complaint, he'd be charged with disorderly conduct. Apparently Nate complied because that's the end of the story.
Oh, that's it.
He didn't even get arrested. He just got warned because he was playing Led Zeppelin too loud. But as he pointed out, you can't play it quietly. Wouldn't be right.
Well, you know, often I'm reminded that if it's too loud, you're too old.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently 60 is too old for this lady in Huron, Ohio.
Huron. Nate Rock.
I bet she's in a real bad mood this morning.
Is that his real last name? I guess it is if it's in a news story. They wouldn't put like his DJ name.
Yeah, his name's Nathan Rock. No relation to Fred.
He is Nate Rock. There is none higher. Sucker MCs.
You want to check in on people's New Year's resolutions? Well, one of them anyway.
Call me sour. Yes.
How many people you think pledge to avoid drinking in January? Not that they're not going to drink anymore, just that they're going to take 1 month and not drink.
How many said it versus did it?
Yeah. How many people said it?
All of them.
Yeah, like 90%.
11% of drinkers pledged to go alcohol-free in January.
Liars.
I said, like, in
dry January.
I said the end of December that I'm not going to drink again, but that's that funny thing you say when you're hungover that day.
You don't ever, just don't talk when you're hungover because you'll say stuff that makes you into a liar.
I ain't doing that again.
Yeah.
Give me a Bloody Mary.
The dry January is a thing, but...
Hey, mama.
11% of the people who said they would not drink alcohol have already had some alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Liars.
Oh, yeah. 20% have had some drinks. Sorry, I was reading the wrong number. 20% have had some drinks. So they're still trying to cut back. 72% of them say yes, they're still alcohol free. 8% gave up altogether within a week.
I made a couple, but I did not announce them. That's where you screw up.
What do you mean?
Like resolutions.
Oh, I thought you meant drinks.
No.
I thought you made drinks and didn't say anything.
Oh, usually when I make drinks, I throw them up.
Yeah.
But with resolutions, like I learned that through Fat Boy. I really did.
Don't do it.
Because you don't need anybody harping on you. You're an adult.
You do it for yourself.
Yes.
You don't do it for other people. You don't do it for attention. If you do it for attention, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. I don't do any radio bits.
And Fat Boy doesn't do anything for attention, ever.
I'm not doing your bit.
No kidding. He's graduating college after 19 years. It comes up and back, just like a side story to a conversation we're having.
You can tell he's kind of proud, though.
Hey, I was waiting to, you know.
You wait till your virtual party, buddy.
I wanted to wait till I had it so I could bring it. But
yeah.
It don't matter.
Oh, it's done been brought.
I throw it out there.
Did you order the yearbook? Oh.
I haven't had a drink in January, but it's not that I planned on it. I just haven't had one.
Really?
Yeah.
You're about to.
Is that surprising that I haven't had a drink in 12 days?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Well, I didn't have one for about a week before the end of December either. I mean, I'm on about 3 weeks just because I haven't had a drink.
I was over at Fat Boy's house the other day, play along. And I was like, oh, look at the wall of encyclopedias. He's like, no, those are all my college yearbooks.
Where does he live?
I said play along.
Oh, my bad.
He's been in college for 19 years. He bought all the yearbooks.
No, I'd have sold them for cash by then.
He could have bought the yearbooks.
Went to Book Depot.
Hey, I forgot about that.
Yep. I think this show aired last night, the season premiere.
This one here?
No, not this one. This other show. I'm just looking to see if it aired. Yep, it aired last night, January 11th, 2021. Straight Up Steve Austin is back with Stone Cold. His first guest was Luke Combs. His second guest, Ice-T. Third guest, Tiffany Haddish.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're not going to... Oh, man.
Different kind of lineup, huh?
Big time, dude.
It's going to be a weirder show, in my opinion. But the numbers weren't great last time, so they need to do something about it.
It's not about Luke Combs. I like his music. I know...
Nobody cared about his episode with Gabriel Iglesias. I didn't even watch that one.
he's got enough stuff on Netflix to keep those people happy. Mm-hmm. I like Luke Combs, but the Ice-T conversation, he still gets a.
Yeah, Luke Combs seems like a good dude. Musically, you know,
but well, he wears Crocs.
He seems like a good dude.
Yeah,
seems like a decent enough guy.
Mm-hmm. You know, his wife has COVID.
Well, he opened up about his battles with anxiety, which a lot of people suffer from. It seems like.
Oh, you're telling me.
It's a foreign concept to me to a large extent, but a lot of people have crippling anxiety.
It was made here in America, Jimmy.
Well, yeah, Luke Combs, he is the anxious type, even though he seems pretty laid back. He's been dealing with it since middle school. He talks about an interview in an interview with Dan Rather.
He's still interviewing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think he does like HDNet or whatever.
He says he has a unique form called purely obsessional OCD, where his version is thoughts that will play over and over again in his head. Something about his health. What, you got audio?
Yeah, you want to hear?
Yeah, man, I'd love to.
Oh, Honeycombs.
It's kind of like a unique form of OCD that I have. It's called purely obsessional OCD, which is like, I know when you see people that have OCD, you think of them like messing with the blinds or straightening the carpet, or essentially my version of fixing the blinds or straightening the carpet are kind of thoughts that I play over and over in my head. For example, it kind of comes in waves. Like it'll be something about my health. You know, I'll be worried that I'm about to have a heart attack or a stroke, and it's like it becomes like this very obsessive thing you literally can never have an answer to. And so that's kind of the awful part of it, is that you have to teach yourself to becoming comfortable with the fact that you'll never get an answer and that it is a super uncertain thing. And so that's what I particularly have struggled with.
I often think some of the same things, but only when I'm looking in a mirror.
It'd be tough. It'd be tough to deal with on a daily basis. Take a toll on you.
Does he sing like that, like how he talks?
Nah.
Let's imagine he puts on an accent when he sings to sell some more.
He sounds a little more southern singing usually, yeah.
Yeah. He comes from a wealthy family.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they're not real southern up around Charlotte anyway.
Is that where he's from?
I believe so.
Oh.
I don't know that for a fact, but I thought
he was from Cheryl's Ford.
I want to think so. He's got to be from the same place as Braun Strowman and Eric Church.
No, I was talking about where I bought my Bronco.
Oh.
Nah, I know the Morgan Wallen kid. He talks like he sings. It is rough.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, damn.
He likes spreading COVID.
Luke Combs is from Charlotte, it says here.
No kid.
I know that. It's something I happen to know about him.
His parents look like.
No, he was born in Huntersville. Damn right he comes from a wealthy family.
Oh, yeah.
Moved to Asheville when he was 8.
They'd put Lake Norman on there, people would judge him.
Yeah. Went to AC Reynolds High School.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. He played ball?
You know Cameron Maben?
No, he went to App State.
Ears. Go
I don't
ears.
Think you can be a true country music singer being college educated. No?
No, you can't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you can go to college. I mean, come on, there's wrestlers who went to college, man.
Name one.
Dolph Ziggler.
That's enough. The Undertaker.
I was going to say Xavier Woods because he went to Furman.
He did.
The Undertaker played ball for the Volunteers.
A lot of them played college ball, yeah. I think Stone Cold even went to college for a little bit.
Victoria, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
By the way, you mentioned Luke Combs and his signature Crocs.
Yeah. Sell out every time.
They're furry Crocs on the inside, and they sell for like $70 a pair. Academy usually has them. Dirk Bentley has a pair that he likes to wear while he flies his plane and feeds his pets and drives his car and goes to get basically all the time.
He didn't respond to my tweet. Who? That would have been Dirk.
Dirks.
Dirk.
Why are you tweeting Dirk Bentley?
Because I had a great idea for a fashion line.
Oh.
Dirk's head.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been great.
Yeah.
Hey,
but
man.
I called him Dirk.
I got some of Fat Boy's new pants. I was at Goodies.
Goodies.
And I bought some.
What are they called?
Dickhead brand.
He's got the underwear.
He was explaining the Dirkhead joke to those who didn't get it. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Trying to help you out,
like the
man.
Great value version of my joke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was the Laurel Lynn version.
Yeah, okay.
You think people forgot about Duckhead for real?
Probably, yes.
Used to have a bunch of Duckhead. You go to Powdersville beside the Ingles.
A ballot.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Yeah, boy, it used to be, you know, if you went to like a Goodies or something, it's full of Duckhead.
They're like, hey, Matt, you should go to the Umbro company store. And I'm like, bro, they don't carry my size.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to go to bro.
But nobody wanted to see a fat boy's thighs coming out of, not the fat boy, a fat boy.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to see, like, fat man thighs coming out of the little bitty tiny Umbro shorts that your junk falls out of.
No.
I know the material. It was always so small.
There were several kids I grew up with that, you like, their junk would fall out of their Umbro shorts when they sat down. It was graphic. You couldn't help but seeing people naked.
I would have just, I bet that felt so good. On, you know, just on your legs and everything. It's like wearing, like, silky pajama shorts. You got any of them?
No.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. Say again?
I just sleep in these shorts.
Yeah.
I mean, I have basketball shorts that are kind of silky feeling. Athletic shorts I lounge around the house in.
Yeah.
I guess you could call them pajama shorts because I don't play basketball, but I do sleep in
them. That's true.
They still call them athletic shorts if you wear them, lay on the couch.
Remember when we had the softball team?
Well, I still call your forehead an athletic supporter. It's a Venetian eye goggles joke.
Remember I had those Umbro shorts, and they looked like they were just like midget pants because they were so long. They were like, they're Under Armour. Under Armour culottes.
Yeah. These are clam diggers.
Yes.
Get this, man. Bill Belichick declined the Medal of Freedom. He said, nope, ain't going to do it.
He don't need it. He said, give me my ring back from Putin, then maybe I'll take your reward.
I was going to say, did Kraft order him to do this?
Or? No, President Trump wanted to give Bill Belichick the Presidential Medal of Freedom this week, but Belichick has turned him down. In a statement, Bill said he was flattered, but after the tragic events of last week, something happened last Wednesday, he didn't think it would be appropriate to accept the award.
I thought they were like buddy buddies.
No, apparently not. He added, quote, "I am an American citizen with great reverence for our nation's values, freedom, and democracy. I know I also represent my family and the New England Patriots team. One of the most rewarding things in my professional career took place in 2020 when, through the great leadership within our team, conversations about social justice, equality, and human rights moved to the forefront and became actions."
I think his family's got military ties.
Yeah. He said continuing those efforts, remaining true to the people and the team and the country, outweigh the benefits of an individual award.
I don't know if he'd won it because he didn't really earn it. Isn't that one of these you just kind of get?
Yeah, I think he's just like, man, all I did was coach football. You keep this.
What is the – yeah, I was going to say, what is the qualifier?
This football coach. I don't deserve this.
Like, greatest one ever.
Did any football coaches who didn't have a winning record or win a Super Bowl get that award? Did Don Shula ever get that award? Sorry, Jethro.
Maybe he had the most wins.
What
ever.
Is the qualifier? Or is it one of those things where, oh, he coaches for the Patriots. Got it.
Okay.
I don't think Art Shell's going to get one.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom is bestowed by the president to recognize people who have made an especially meritorious contribution to the security or national interests of the United States, world peace, cultural, or other significant public or private endeavors.
We ain't got one. We should at least have a Jefferson Award.
I agree.
I'll take a golden nipple.
So anybody could get
Apple.
It. And that's the thing. That's the one that everybody gets too, right? Not everybody, but a lot of people get it. I mean,
what's the Jefferson Award?
No, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that the one where he reaches around you and puts it on you?
It's one of those. This is all of them, I think.
Oh. I couldn't remember. When Ellen got one and Obama. Not Obama. He was pinning a Michael Jordan. They were there at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they got him.
Just looking to see who. I mean, I'm looking back over the people who got them from Kennedy. I've never heard of any of those people. Walt Disney and a Pope got one from Johnson, T.S. Eliot, people like that.
You want to what?
Helen Keller. So, yeah, it's with Linda. Kennedy started it, apparently, and then Johnson gave them out to all kind of poets and Carl Sandburg and all kind of writers.
I've
and
been
stuff.
His home.
Ralph Waldo Emerson and Edward R. Murrow.
Kennedy just started to look at boobs.
Bob Hope.
I was going to say, how many Biden's going to give away?
And Nixon,
so
gave,
he can reach around and grow.
Nixon gave away to all kind of musicians and Henry Ford and astronauts and stuff.
I've just been fired.
Then yeah, then it became just more of a celebrity thing over time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he has this unnamed political figure will end up giving him one later or not.
How many does he, like, in other words, is there he doesn't want it. Okay, then we're going to go with Plan B. Like, who's going to be?
Do you mean like the box of Plan B?
No, never. He doesn't support that anymore.
You want to see if there's anybody else in the works to get one?
Yeah, like who would be? How many is? How many go in every? It's like a Hall of Fame.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, never mind then.
There's a lot. Like that ceremony with Jordan. There was a lot of people there.
Rush Limbaugh. Happy birthday, by the way. I just read that it's his birthday.
All right, the people getting them in 2021 include Devin Nunes.
I don't know who that is.
He's a scumbag politician. Jim Jordan, scumbag politician. Gary Player and Annika Sorenstam.
Oh, I know them.
Yeah.
I met Gary Player.
So scumbag golfers.
That's who's getting them this year. Last year they went to the people you would know from last year, Rush Limbaugh, Lou Holtz. The year before, Tiger Woods, Jerry West, Mariano Rivera, Roger Penske.
Well, have any of those decided now if they've had a change of heart and want to give them back?
No, I don't know if anybody's giving them back. I can't say they haven't. I just don't know if they have. With Trump, it's been entirely politicians and sports people.
I predict Kim Kardashian will be the next one.
Yeah.
You think Tiger Woods cared? He's like, thanks. Like, compared to what he's won.
He needed some PR maybe at the moment.
Oh, man, the Tiger documentary started Sunday night on HBO.
Oh, did it?
Part one's out, yeah.
Have you seen his son?
No.
He put his son on video matching each other shot for shot.
Yeah, it was good, too.
You didn't see it.
I got to do a couple birthdays real quick, though.
You told me you didn't.
I just looked at the clock. We got to do them. Mel C, Spice Girls, Sporty Spice.
What's the C stand for?
Chisholm.
48.
Sporty Spice, I thought was a deodorant. I'm going to guess that she's 48 also.
He's 47 today. How about Raekwon?
Raekwon from the clan of Wu.
Yeah.
I will say that I have no idea. I will guess 50.
54?
He's 51 today. How about Zach De La Roca? Thank you, Fat Boy, working.
Well,
man.
You gave him the list a little while ago.
I didn't put Wu-Tang on it because I knew they were three in a row that are all music.
Oh,
y'all can still guess how old he is without the soundtrack.
Already did.
Zach De La Roca?
Zach De La Roca.
48.
52.
He's 51 just like Raekwon. How about Lex Luthor himself, Jeff Bezos?
It's his favorite song.
I love you, man.
He's the best.
I do. You're such a dickhead.
That was Jeff Bezos.
But in a fun way.
Bezos.
Jeff Bezos, the seldom seen enemy of the world, is 63.
57?
He's 56
God
today.
Bless.
And Fatboy tipped his hat. How about Rob Zombie?
I will say Rob Zombie is 54.
56?
He's also 56, just like Jeff Bezos. All right, Dominique Wilkins.
Oh, man.
84, 85. 30. I'm thinking the years in my head. He's 57. I know this.
56.
Dominique is 61 today.
Cool.
Yep.
Stacey Augmon just turned 50.
Yeah, I forgot to pass you that one. There you go. We'll go from him to talk radio legend Howard Stern. I'm going to say it Southern. Howard.
Howard.
Howard Stern.
Hey, now.
On. I'm trying to think. We're late.
67.
All right, then.
He's 67.
I was going to say 69. No.
And how about William Lee Golden, who is otherwise known as the dude with the real long beard in the Oak Ridge Boys?
Oh. Okay.
You know he's got drunk and wet his beard before.
Oh, God.
You know he has. He's probably peed it.
That's what I meant.
Oh.
I was trying to say it, you know, politely.
I heard Crystal Gayle crapped her hair one time.
Yours?
It happens, yeah.
I will say that that guy from the Oak Ridge Boys is 77.
84?
He's 82 today. Happy birthday, William Lee Golden and others.
Golden.
God.
I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines. Styled by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique.
You think he ever steps on it getting out of the bath?
Probably. I bet it gets in the water when he sits on the toilet.
What about the beard, though? We'll be back right after this.
Home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Thank you to each of you that not only called in seeking advice, but those of you that gave real good advice. Really appreciate that.
Each and every one of you. We appreciate your calls.
It takes a mill village.
Even that barren guy that called in.
He was infertile. Licky boom boom now.
Lucky.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, theradio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or just text podcast to 72341.
Somebody texted earlier to say that wasn't working anymore, so I updated it. So now if you text in podcast, you'll get links to both our podcasts.
Hey, that was a smart move.
Thank you.
That was actually a brilliant move.
Thank you.
Whose idea was that?
Mine.
Also, today we will record episode 21 now of episode 21 of After Hours with the Rise Guys. That'll hit tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And speaking of tomorrow, also the Brutally Honest Music Review. We'll find out if we have a new band that wants to make it big and how we'll rate them and all that stuff.
Heck yeah.
That'll be fun.
It'll be a good one.
In the meantime, get ready to get rocked at work. Paige will rock at work next. Fat Boy at 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. Tomorrow morning, special start time of 6 a.m. Restaurant
up,
quality.
Straight up 6 a.m.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Have you a blessed day. Wash your hands. Be good. We'll see you back here tomorrow. It is good.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock.
That baby back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.